We are supported in part by Wake Forest Baptist Health, the exclusive healthcare sponsor of The Martha Bassett Show. They have been nationally ranked by U.S. News & World Report 26 years in a row. Wake Forest Baptist Health, working to invent tomorrow's treatments today. You are listening to the second half of a special performance given at the Haynes Brands Theater in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, on November 5th with Galen Lee. This program was sponsored in part by the Arts Council of Winston-Salem and Forsyth County and Forsyth County's Arts and Health, a target initiative supported by Wake Forest Baptist Health and Novant Health. Learn more at www.intothearts.org.
It's the Martha Bassett Show podcast, coming to you from the historic Reeves Theater in Elkin, North Carolina, a home for music in the heart of the foothills. The Martha Bassett Show features emerging national artists, fresh local faces, and me, Martha Bassett. You can keep up to date on our entire schedule at MarthaBassettShow.com. I hope you enjoy the show.
So, Kayla, let's talk about your looper pedal.
Okay, yes.
So I bet some of these folks don't know what that is, so yes. Maybe you should start by explaining that.
Yeah, so in 2012, I met a performer who works in the band Low. His name is Alan Sparhock, and we both live in Duluth, Minnesota, and he had heard me jamming at a farmer's market with a friend of his, who's named Charlie Parr. If you haven't looked either of these bands up, I'd highly recommend both of them. But Charlie and I were jamming, and Alan could tell that I loved playing by ear, right? Like, improvising. And so he said, let's do a project together for a live screening of a Lon Chaney film, basically. And he's like, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a looping pedal, and you'll just play, and you'll play the harmonies, and I'll record you. And then, like, live in the moment, and then you can keep playing harmonies to what you hear. So he introduced me to this concept of live recording during a show, and then eventually he gave me one and said, you should figure out how to do this yourself, because eventually you'll play solo. And I was like, haha, never, that'll never happen. But it did happen. But here's how it works. There's a button on this silver box in my wheelchair right there, and you hold it down the whole time you're playing. And then the second you let it go, it repeats again and again and again, and you can add more and more layers. So it can either be really fun or be terribly awful, depending on the timing. It's a very, like, you have to be pretty aware of what you're doing every single time you play, because it can go off the rails more easy than I wish it was possible. But yeah, it's a pretty fun tool, and so that's what I was doing on that solo song. And I use it in some of the tunes that we're playing together, too.
You've clearly worked it out.
Thanks. It's very fun.
Back stage, we were talking about our songwriting processes, and would you tell us a little bit about yours? Tell those folks.
Yeah, when I started writing songs, I was 27 years old, so I wasn't like, I haven't been doing it that long, but I think it was the looping pedal kind of opened up this creative field of possibility. And so one day I was on the bus, and I was like, hey, I think I'm writing a song in my head. I don't know what to do, so I got to work, and I excused myself to use the washroom and finished writing it down so I wouldn't forget it. But what I do when I write is it has to kind of come from an organic idea, like it just pops into my head, and it's always the lyrics attached to the melody, and it's always in just these little snippets. Like some songs I write, I literally will just sing the same line over and over and over for like 2 weeks while it drives me nuts, and then I have to like wait to like what else comes after that, and it's kind of uncovering these tracks, right? And then eventually, about halfway through the song, I can sit down and actually finish writing it because I know what I want it to be about at that point, you know? And then the last thing I do is chords and arrangement, so which is why the songs that we're playing together tonight, I can't loop those. And so I haven't written most of the songs. I figured out a way to loop, but there are about five songs, but I just can't loop. There's too many chord changes and too many bridges and uneven verses and stuff. So I like being able to kind of mix it up and play with a band sometimes and loop. I'm glad I don't just write to the looping pedal, but it is a fun experiment to try to see, well, how could I loop this one? And then it can sound different with the band and different with me. So yeah, it's a fun, writing has to come from a place of like, inspiration, at least for me now, but I would hope the longer I do it, maybe it's something I can say, I'm going to write a song about blah, blah, blah. And maybe I'll actually be able to do that. But so far, not yet. What about, you're different. Like, we don't have the same process.
Right. I definitely get words first. And there's usually a rhythm involved with it, the rhythm of the words, but not so much the melodies. So sometimes I keep texts around for a long time and try out different melodies on them, and sometimes it takes me a long time to find the right fit.
Yes, I love to hear how other people do it, and then a lot of guitarists that I know just like mess around with chords and then they create a song, so they do like the exact reverse that I do. So
right.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways to do such, yeah, to make creative stuff.
I love the pop sensibilities of your songs. They are very constructed, and they're not jammy at all. Very, very organized songs. And I know that you, I'm assuming that you have a lot of pop influences, but I also hear a lot of traditional fiddle music.
Yeah,
in your songs.
The biggest influences for me, because I'm really obsessed with lyrics. Mm-hmm. I grew up listening to Simon and Garfunkel, and then in college got into like Wilco and Neutral Milk Hotel, and the Decemberists, and those were probably like my four most influential bands. But at the same time in college, I was in a Celtic fiddle group, mm-hmm. and I played a lot of Celtic fiddle for probably 7 years. That's kind of all I performed was Celtic fiddle music, mostly in jam settings, like not performances. But it, because of that, when I got the looping pedal, I was able to use the fiddle tunes to kind of learn how to use the pedal, because I had them memorized already, and they have pretty repetitive chord structures. So I have a whole album. My very first album is almost all traditional Celtic tunes looped with a looping pedal. So it's fun, although traditionalists, like the real purists, don't know what to make of that album. It depends on, yeah, it's a little outside the box, but it's pretty fun because you recognize the melodies, but then there are all these other layers, and if you don't know that it's all live looping, you would assume that I overdubbed a million violin parts,
right.
But it's actually all done live. Huh. I did it in one afternoon. It was a really fun, that was my first solo album I ever made.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was
well,
fun.
Well, speaking of writing, I hear that you're writing a book.
Yes. You know, I do a lot of public speaking on disability rights, and I just think this adventure, it's almost like we haven't had time to process it. Like, I'm sure other artists who travel a lot feel the same way, or just who play a ton of shows, like, at some point, you're just kind of like, what was I doing last week? I have no idea. And so I want to write a book that kind of goes through life, you know, before the Tiny Desk and then touring, but touches on a lot of stuff about, you know, accessibility in the arts and disability pride, and just seeing disability as diversity rather than as like an impairment or something we have to dread or fix or eradicate. And so seeing it as a cultural group more than anything. And that's how I identify with my own disability, but I think a lot of people I don't do. And so putting it into a book, it's gonna be a sneak attack, because you'll pick it up and you'll think it's about music, and then you'll learn a bunch of stuff about disability rights. That's my goal. So
I can't wait to read it.
It's going to be fun. I hope it will. And we'll see. I just sent him the outline, and I'm like, oh, man, now I got to write this whole thing. It's going to be a big project. I'm trying not to have any expectations, because I might want to just jam my head against a wall, basically, right? So it'll be fun, I think. Amen.
So we can all find out about it on your website, GaylenLee.com?
GaylenLee.com works. It'll take you to violinscratches.com,
yes.
Which is the original, but both work, actually. So, yeah, and there's calendar, newsletter, all sorts of stuff on there, so videos. So, yeah.
Thank you for traveling through our town and sharing your ideas, your music, and your beautiful spirit with us.
Aww. Thank you so much. And you too. I'm so glad you brought me here. Thank you for everything you do.
Let's do it again sometime.
Yeah, no kidding. We will. We will.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
when we're facing the truth, facing the truth, all we need to know lies at the end of our grasp. We won't choose.
Speaking last night, and you were talking about being, you were talking about your family that you grew up in, and your mom was a choir director. Tell us a little bit about your family.
My family is awesome, first of all. I love them very much. It's like the one sucky part about touring is that you don't get to see them as much. But my mom is the choir director at their church, and my dad you know, when he was little, he did a lot of the kids' music at church, but then also when I was 10, they started a musical theater that ran for 20 years. And so we were like the ushers. We would go to rehearsals and sleep on these little gym mats we brought at night. Like, we were super involved in, like, not, like, actually helping, obviously, because we were 10, but being around the theater. And so it's cool. It's me and my brother, and I have a sister and older brother, too, so...
I bet that was a huge influence on your music.
Oh, yeah, actually. I actually wrote a murder mystery at one point for them that they performed. That was in college.
Wow.
And then I sat in a couple of their bands for the musicals as I got a little older. Not starting out. You should never do that when you're in fifth grade. Violin sounds very bad at the beginning. It takes a while.
Everyone is. Like,
yeah, every single person sounds terrible for the first couple of years. So, yes.
So now you're married and you're traveling with your husband, Paul.
Yep.
How is it being with your husband all the time?
It is good. It is awesome. I mean, we love each other. And at the end of the day, it's always like, oh, I really love this guy, and we still think each other is cute. But I would be lying if I didn't say we have moments of friction throughout traveling.
I certainly hope so.
Yes.
It would be weird if you didn't.
Yeah, exactly. But it's a good adventure. We're still learning. You know, when I got married to Paul, I was just teaching fiddle lessons in Duluth, and I never planned on touring. And then to be doing it full-time as, like, co-workers, basically, it was a very, very dramatic shift for us. So we're learning. 3 years in, I think we're doing pretty good at it, but we have areas we could both improve, obviously. I could backseat drive a lot less. I will admit that. It's terrible, but it's true.
So when you when you're touring in other countries, do you rent a vehicle? Do you take trains? How do you get around in Europe?
We do take trains because trains are actually pretty accessible mm-hmm. for wheelchairs if you call ahead, and they're not too tricky. The thing, I think our next tour, we might actually have someone drive us, only because we ran into a lot of issues with accessible taxis not being available at night, late at night, and so we walked through the rain for like 2 miles one time, and it was just with all our bags, and it's, you know, because people don't realize that just because there's accessible taxis during the day doesn't mean they necessarily are available at night, and so that was kind of stressful, but on the other hand, every time we go over there, even though it's much more chaotic than having your own car, we've met so many cool people that I definitely want to go back, but I think we might change up our transportation. But the train is so beautiful. If you go for a vacation, that is definitely the way to travel. Maybe not if you have to make a show and you just missed your train, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Muscles, nerves, and skin and bones.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming out tonight. Please come and see us again in Elkin. And again, we want to say thank you to the Arts Council, to Novant and Wake Forest Baptist Health, and most of all, to Galen Lee for being with us tonight. Put your hands together for Galen. Would you like to hear one more? I'm going to put Galen on the spot. I know she knows more songs.
I do know some more songs. Yes, I'm going to end, if we end this together, on a Celtic tune called The Parting Glass. This song is a goodbye song that you sing at the end of parties and celebrations and family gatherings. And this is our way of saying goodnight to you. And thank you for being here. Get home safe.
To memory now. coming to the show. Let's keep it going for Galen Lee. The band tonight was Sarah Hall Miller, Russell Kelly, Alex McKinney, and me, Pat Lawrence. Let's have one more big hand for Martha Bassett. You can chat with these folks in the lobby.
That's our show for today, folks. Thanks to all the musicians for sharing your music. This show was produced by Pat Lawrence with assistance from the Reeves Theater. Our background music today was provided by Russell Kelly.
And as always, a special thanks to our home, the historic Reeves Theater and Cafe in Elkin, North Carolina, a home for music in the heart of the foothills. You can follow the entire Reeves Theater calendar at reevestheater.com and also on Facebook.